multiple medications for the rheumatoid, and they mm-hmm. burn your immune system. Since I've been taking Balance of Nature, I haven't gotten a cold, nothing. It really helped me tremendously.
Good health is only a phone call away. What are you waiting for? Don't miss your opportunity to get a free month's supply of Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code USA.
President Trump has waived a restriction that made getting supplies to Puerto Rico more difficult. Correspondent Chris Barnes has the details.
The Puerto Rican Governor Ricardo Rosello had been urging President Trump to lift the restriction on foreign shipping to get much-needed supplies to the hurricane-battered island.
We need every boat that can come in, and I don't think it harms the industry.
And on Thursday morning, the president announced he will temporarily waive the Jones Act at the governor's request. The waiver will be in force for 10 days and will cover all products being shipped to the island, which has been decimated by Hurricane Maria. I'm Chris Barnes.
North Korea says President Trump is using Otto Warmbier's death as a propaganda tool. Today, the state-run Korean Central News Agency charged the U.S. with, quote, employing even a dead person for the conspiracy campaign to put pressure on North Korea. The news agency again denied that North Korea tortured the American student who died shortly after he was released to the U.S. in a coma. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for pre-1933.com. I've been the single biggest BBB, backer, believer, and buyer of gold for over 15 years. But now I found a better way to buy gold. I found the Uber of gold. This company, pre-1933.com, will forever change the way gold is sold. Pre-1933.com is a wholesaler of pre-1933 gold. They have no salesman, zero commission, prices no one can compete with. Call 855-PRE-1933. That's toll-free, 855-773-1933, or go to pre-1933.com.
A growing number of baby boomers say they would want to spend the rest of their lives at home rather than a nursing home or hospital.
A silver tsunami of baby boomers, even those with chronic illnesses, would like to say no to hospitals and nursing homes.
87% of senior citizens say they want to stay in their current home as they age.
Tracy Moorhead of the nonprofit group Elevating Home says the good news is they can, along with the 10,000 boomers enrolling in Medicare each day. She says home health care agencies can provide everything from acute care to disease management to hospice. Today's technology getting a lot of the credit.
Ranging from regular video check-ins with providers to daily reporting of biometrics.
Some Border Patrol agents are being praised as heroes for saving a man in a very remote area. Jason Campidonia has the story.
Agents from the Casa Grande station got a call last weekend about a man with two broken legs in a very remote area near the border. The area is so bad it's inaccessible to helicopters and vehicles. Agents use GPS to trace the call and find the man, and then six agents carry the guy 1 mile out of the rough terrain and to the nearest border SUV. The man was treated at the hospital but is now in Border Patrol custody pending processing for immigration violations.
A federal judge appointed by Barack Obama has ruled that Kentucky's abortion law is a violation of doctors' First Amendment rights, and he's blocked the law. USA Radio News.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Well, howdy, everybody. Welcome to the Watchdog on Wall Street show. Yes, I am your friendly neighborhood watchdog, Chris Markowski. 18 years now, about 18 years on the air, taking the liars, the crooks, the cheats out behind the woodshed, giving them a bit of a beatdown. We're loaded today again. Many of the things, you know, I have to talk about the natural disaster. Definitely have to bring it round full circle and some of the conversations we had here on the program in regards to Puerto Rico, their economic state before this god-awful hurricane and the bond situation. And we will get to that. And, of course, I feel horrible. Goes without saying that you have to say a prayer for these people, Puerto Rico, Mexico as well. And this was, it was on the anniversary of the major earthquake back in 1985. You know, people, they always try to find a causation, which is coming from, why are there so many of these things. People, you need to pick up a history book. You take a risk every morning when you get out of bed. Every morning when you get out of bed, you take a risk. Natural disasters, things happen, they've been happening, nothing changes. What you really need to take from this, in my opinion, is a full comprehension of the fragility of life. And just appreciate it. Maybe just a little bit more, because you don't know. You don't know. And again, it kind of come around full circle. It's a lot to do with our philosophy when it comes to financial planning and the importance of time. Time that you're able to spend with your loved ones and how you go about spending that time. Because that's what is, to me, is most valuable. But anyway, I wanted to start off today talking about the Security and Exchange Commission, their Office of Compliance Inspections and Examinations. They put out a notice here, and they've identified the most frequently occurring compliance issues in advertising with brokerage firms and registered investment advisories. These are things that people publish online, print, broadcast, television, radio, or anything that they send out to people. One of the most frequent issues is the prevalence of misleading performance results. Examiners have found instances of failure to subtract advice fees from performance results, omitting explanations for the methodology and deriving hypothetical results, and a lack of disclosures on differences between benchmarks and advertised investment strategies, yada, yada, yada. First and foremost, here's a bit of a warning. If any advisor, broker out there is telling you or advertising their performance, they're breaking the law. They really are breaking the law, because it's nearly impossible to do. You don't think that I get questions all the time. Well, I mean, how are your clients doing? What's your performance? There's not a single client of ours that has, and if it happens, it's purely coincidental, that has the exact same performance. How could that be? Why would a financial advisor be putting out his or her performance? Aren't they catering portfolios to each and every client? Are they just grabbing the client that had the best portfolio at that point in time and using that as their sales point? It's really, really disingenuous, and it's stupid. Now, this is how Wall Street sells itself. Television, radio, newspaper, magazines. The amount of money that they spend to win your business is extraordinary. But again, I want everybody to think about it a little bit. When I was asked to start this program, I mentioned this over 18 years ago, they wanted me to do a buy, sell, or hold show. I said, I don't do buy, sell, or hold. I don't know these people on the other end. How can I tell someone whether or not they should own something or they should sell something? That's not what this business is all about. So again, I'm warning you right now. Okay? How could you trust any firm out there that's doing things illegal in their advertising that you're going to trust them to do the right thing by you? I don't get that. They're breaking the law all the time. Again, the SEC is, what do? They catch people with these violations and they write them a strongly worded letter and they may collect a fine for them. And then, you know what, the company might turn around and change it a little bit, but basically do the same thing again and again and again. Another thing I see, too, is that you see in some advisors out there selectively highlighting certain stock picks. You remember in the movie Wolf on Wall Street when Jordan Belfort is going to the brokers there? He's pitching people on the phone. If I brought you into this stock at this price and took you out at this price and then made you this amount of money, would you be buying today? Yes. That's kind of a thing. It's called a straight line sales technique. Basically, they're getting the person on the other end of the phone to say yes. Are you kidding? Anybody does that to you, starts pointing out to you, if I got you into this at this price and blew you out at this price, would you be happy? Anybody who does anything like that, hang up the phone. Walk away. You need to get away from this stuff. Another one you need to pay attention to because I'm seeing this as well. I appreciate, I tell my clients all the time, I always ask, Chris, if you need me to speak to anybody, you want me to do a testimonial for you guys, we can do that for you. No, it's against the law. It's against the law. If you're a registered investment advisor, certified financial planning firm, you cannot use anyone to speak on your behalf, to give you any sort of testimonial. Just, it's illegal. So when you see people do that, yes, they'd be coming from a brokerage firm or they're breaking the law. Listen, there's a lot of things that go into hiring a competent financial advisor. Candidate, they need to be, they need to be programmed to recognize and to avoid serious risk. We talk about this all the time. Nothing ruins my day more than losses. Nothing will ruin your portfolio more than losses, especially major. When I'm talking losses, I'm not talking about protecting your downside. Certain things don't work out. I'm talking about losing 50, 75, 80%. On investments. You need people that can think independently as well. This is a major, major problem. It's groupthink. Most advisors and brokers, they're all taught the exact same way, to do the exact same thing. We discuss this always here on the program, conventional wisdom. This is how you buy this at this point in time, and then you move to this at this point in time, and then you retire, and everything will be okay. Oh, really? Are you guys paying attention at all to the pension crisis out there? Social Security is going under. The rising cost of health care. The fact that people are living longer and healthier lives. Are you paying attention to that? Or do they not put that in your little broker advisor manual? these things are important. Another key part of what we do is we need to understand human and also institutional behavior. Something that I study all the time. The mistakes that people make. And it's funny. I kind of, you know, with all the experience that we've had doing this, it's the same thing again and again and again. And that's just human beings. And we need to be all over that. Oh, trust me. I understand. I understand the temptation. I get it. And that's part of our job, too. Oftentimes, being a coach and helping people out when times do get rough. You don't think that, you know, it wasn't so much of our long-term, but more of the clients that we had picked up over the previous 5 to 8 years leaning into 2008, 2009. You know how many just, you know, I want out. I got to get out of all this. This is crazy. Everything is going to fall apart. Did you hear what this one said? Our job was talking those people off the ledge and explaining to them to be patient. Everything was going to be fine. And coming up with strategies to deal with what was going on and to take advantage of that crisis situation. The easiest thing to do would have been to, hey, you know, all right, fine. Fine, we'll sell everything, and you know what? We'll blow it all into an annuity. You know how many bad brokers, advisors did that? Why not? And that's not their fault that the markets are down, right? We can make one last commission off this client and then throw them away. No, we didn't do that. People, the reality is, and whether you like it or not, hiring a competent financial advisor is one of the most important hiring decisions that you are going to make. The business of you, the business of your family. You have employees in your family. You have your accountant. You have your doctor. And you also need to have a competent financial advisor. It's make or break time for your goals and dreams, whether you want to believe it or not. It is what it is. Poor choices can set you back years. Set you back years in regards to going out there and achieving those goals. Choose wisely. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is our website, our white paper on the retirement crisis. Free consultations with our certified financial planners. College planning kits, annuity help kits, account repair kits, everything at our website, absolutely free. Take full advantage. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We also have a 24-hour-a-day help hotline. That number is 800-471-5984. Number again, 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle tax problems. An open phone line has been established by National Tax Relief. Grab a pen or put this number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-0311 today. That's 1-800-210-0311. When you call, you'll get information and see if you qualify. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and can't afford to pay them back, there's no need to fear anymore. You may qualify for a program that could settle your tax problems and save you money. For free information and to see if you qualify, call National Tax Relief today at 1-800-210-0311. That's 1-800-210-0311. 1-800-210-0311.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. It's officially fall, which means football fans are lining up at stadiums across the country to cheer on their favorite teams. According to a Bank of America survey, of the Americans planning to attend a tailgate this football season, more than half plan to travel for a game. Jason Gaughan, Bank of America executive.
While traveling to away games can be expensive, You can offset the cost by using the right rewards card that lets you earn points towards travel on your everyday purchases. With the Bank of America Travel Rewards credit card, you earn 1.5 points for every dollar spent. Whether buying a morning coffee or a new pair of shoes, points that you earn from these purchases can add up and pay off in a big way when you put them toward a trip to your favorite team's away game.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/travelconnected. That's bankofamerica.com/travelconnected.
Well, here we are again, and this is looking like a pretty lopsided matchup, Jim.
That's right, Ron. I mean, in one corner, we've got a 175-pound guy, and in the other, a 6,000-ton heavyweight train?
Jim, this guy has no idea what he's getting himself into.
Ron, the size difference alone is staggering.
Oh, unbelievable, Jim. And this guy is acting like he doesn't have a care in the world.
What is this guy thinking, Ron?
Well, this is one of those rare moments where I actually find myself at a loss for words.
I can hardly bear to watch.
It's no contest. Every day, people tempt fate and die trespassing on railroad tracks. Railroad tracks are more dangerous than you think. See tracks, think train. For more safety tips and information, visit seatracksthinktrain.org.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Yeah, it's happening again. It's happening again. It's like clockwork. It's like clockwork. All of the investment firms out there, they have various different campaigns that they utilize depending upon market conditions. The overall stock market run-up that we've seen since 2008, 2009, there are many different reasons behind it. I know a lot of people are saying it's getting long in the tooth. And there's some good evidence to support that either way. And if you want to talk, I could talk for a long time about my thoughts in regards to the direction of the market. But I'm going to talk a little bit more about trying to chase things. Performance chasing. Because now it's back again. I'm already seeing E-Trade ads that are eerily reminiscent to the ads that they were running back in the late 1990s. Remember with the money coming out the wazoo? And it was a tow truck driver with his own island, or was that DLJ Direct? You get my drift, though. They're heading back in that direction. And you know what their ads are geared toward nowadays? It's envy. There was one ad I saw. I said, oh, you know, why is that the jerk from high school and he's wealthier than you? Get an E-Trade account. And I'm paraphrasing the damn thing, but that's the basic gist of it. You cannot performance chase. This is one of the major issues that we have with mutual funds and what people do with mutual funds is they try to time these things. And again, it makes for easy segments on CNBC and other financial programs out there. Hey, what was the top performing funds of the past quarter? The past year? Past quarter, past year. And that's almost like judging a baseball player on one game in a 162-game season. It's patently absurd. It makes no sense whatsoever. But if you think about it, that's exactly what the financial press does. That's exactly how Wall Street likes to market itself to you. And this is why people do horribly when it comes to their 401ks and they start deciding that they're going to trade in and out of funds. And I saw this one coming with the 401ks and they said, oh, we'll give you access to your, now you can have access to your 401k on a daily basis. Oh, wonderful. Fantastic. You mean to tell me? Also great. So people are going to be on there trading mutual funds, trying to guess what happens next. The evidence is clear. When I mean clear, it's as plain as day clear. People are more apt to sell the funds that they should have kept, and vice versa. Again, this goes back to getting your financial plan done the right way. Stop performance chasing. Trust me. Trust me. We most certainly love outperforming the markets. But that all has to fall within someone's goals and their financial plan. So get your financial plan done the right way. All right. This I wanted to touch on. Again, this is a good example of what happens in the industry. There was a story about a veteran financial advisor. He was last registered with Lincoln Financial. And I guess he gave false testimony relating to documents that he was taking from his prior firm and what he was photocopying and what he wasn't supposed to photocopy, yada, yada, yada. You're not supposed to be taking clients from one firm to the next firm under certain contracts that you sign if you don't fulfill your contract. And I guess this guy broke it. But then again, you take a look at this guy who had been in the industry for a long time. Long time, and going back years. And you take a look at the firms that he worked for, and it's right on down the list, all the big ones. Morgan Stanley, Prudential, Lincoln Financial, Raymond James. And I want people to understand, you can look at people's, you know, where firms they've worked for. Why would a broker, let me ask you, why would a broker move from Wells Fargo to Morgan Stanley, or from Morgan Stanley to Merrill Lynch, or from Merrill Lynch to Prudential? Or for Prudential to Raymond James, right on down the line. Why do brokers do this? And I'm not telling you the reason that they tell you. I want you to think deeply about this. Why would they do that? Is it to benefit their clients, or is it to benefit themselves? Oh, they may tell you. Oh, yes, I'm moving over to this firm. Their research department is just, it's just amazing. And, oh, my God, the technology that they have there. This is most certain. It's going to be an upgrade for you. Oh, what a load of crap. It's not. They move from one firm to the next firm to the next firm to benefit themselves. They get contracts where they get signing bonuses based upon the commissions that they've done. And they also get bonuses based upon the commissions that they're going to do when they move your portfolio over to the next big firm where they decide to move everything around because, hey, gee whiz, that crack research team that they've got going on there. Why do you people buy this crap again and again and again? They're all the same, okay? They're not going to put your interests first. They put their own interests first. They're not fiduciaries. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners. All sorts of great stuff. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Because every time he pulls me near, I just want to cheer. Let's hear for the boy. Let's give the boy a hand.
You're listening to the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
This is a revolutionary change, and the biggest winners will be the everyday American workers as jobs start pouring into our country.
President Trump, during his speech announcing the GOP tax plan that will cut tax rates on businesses. The president said that will stimulate job growth, and that was a concern of Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
It's about getting America going again and growing again, providing jobs and opportunity here rather than overseas, providing middle-class tax relief for hardworking American families so they can get ahead.
Louisiana Representative Steve Scalise back at work after being shot at a GOP baseball practice. He praised U.S. Capitol Police.
The first place I want to go to thank true angels along the way starts with the United States Capitol Police.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for pre1933.com. I've been the single biggest BBB, backer, believer, and buyer of gold for over 15 years. Gold was $300 per ounce when I started buying. Today it's over $1,200. But now I've found a better way to buy gold. All those other firms are selling gold bullion. It's not rare, it's not proven, and they have a huge markup because they've commissioned salesmen. I have found the Uber of gold. This company, pre1933.com, will forever change the way gold is sold. Pre1933.com is a wholesale of pre-1933 gold. They have no salesmen, zero commission, prices no one can compete with. All conservatives understand the hole America's in. We owe $20 trillion in debt. We all know gold is the answer. It's our insurance policy. But now you can buy your gold wholesale, just like dealers, without commission salesmen involved. Call 855-PRE-1933. That's toll-free, 855-773-1933, or go to pre-1933.com. You'll never buy gold from anyone else ever again.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our Restaurant Showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
I know this is off the beaten track, but I couldn't help myself. I really couldn't. As a kid, I worked all the time. My dad had a janitorial business. He was a school teacher, but he also had a janitorial business as well. And when I was younger, when I was really young, you know, my dad would various different office buildings. He'd come home for dinner, hang out with his little bit, go and clean an office building, come home, go to bed, get up like I do every morning, 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning, go clean another office building before going to school. And on the weekends, this is back when I was 6, 7 years old, we'd go in and I'd carry a feather dust around and follow my father around and help him. And eventually, when we were older, we had our own office buildings. We'd finish school, high school, we'd go clean an office building, then come home and do our homework. And other jobs, we'd mow in lawns and shoveling snow, you name it, we'd do it. So I was thrilled to see this story about the president. It was great. Some kid wrote the president about his lawn mowing business. And what the president did, he had the kid come, 11-year-old boy, come mow the rose garden. And what do you get from our day and age? You get some jerk from the New York Times. Some jerk from the New York Times puts out a tweet, information, not sending a great signal on child labor, minimum wage, and occupational safety. Trump lets 11-year-old volunteer mow its lawn. Really? That's part of the problem with today. Is that type of work and that type of work ethic should be applauded, not frowned upon. But anyway, just saying. Securities and Exchange Commission, I want to touch on this too, is warning participants and investors. I want to warn everybody as well in the thrift savings plan of a scam out there targeting federal employees. You got various different groups out there, and this is what they do, okay? Again, fraudulent. There's no such group, okay? It doesn't exist. I know it sounds good, but again, people, you have to think. And you know what the funny thing is that the issue is that most people out there, and I was there, okay? You know what? I'm not naive anymore, but I'm here to tell you, I was at one point in time. I was naive too. I was naive until I moved to New York after college. And here I am working at an investment firm with all of these higher-ups that I looked up to that went to all of these fancy schools and fancy degrees. And it took me a while to figure out that they were crooks, but I did. I think that a lot of times the reason why these con artists, they do so well is that people genuinely want to believe that other people are good and going to have their best interests at heart. And, you know, ever since I moved to New York, my BS meter it's been well-honed, okay? Here's an example. A consulting group, the Federal Employee Benefits Counselors. Basically, they put out a persona that I'd say is a slight, little bit on the misleading side, that they were somehow affiliated or approved with the federal government or the thrift savings plan, which they were not. And what they did was they convinced federal employees to roll over holdings from their thrift savings plan into what? Annuities. High fee, high commission annuities. You understand the type of commissions that they made? Well, they rolled over, what was it? It was a little under $40 million. What'd they make? It was $2 million in commissions. Again, we have annuity help kits at our site. We will help you with them. More often than not, annuities are not sold properly by any stretch of the imagination. People don't have a clue what's even in them or what the return is going to be. Annuities need to be sold in a certain fashion or manner. Like I've explained annuities that like as a tool, like a chainsaw. There's a specific use for a chainsaw. Don't fall victim to this stuff. And I'm seeing more and more of it. More and more of it, more and more of these annuity salesmen coming out of the woodwork, selling this investment product as a cure-all. It's not. More often than not, it is sold improperly, and you just got taken. Get to our website, watchdogonwallstreet.com, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Our annuity help kits are there, account repair kits, consultations with our certified financial planners. You need to call us to get a hold of us right away, 800-471-5094. That's 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
By the light, wrapped up like a douche, another runner in the night.
You think that you're rescuing them, but honestly, they're going to end up rescuing you. You don't know what they've gone through, and they're not going to be perfect. And they are so happy that you are taking a chance on them to be a part of your family. I urge you to go down to your local shelters, pounds, dog rescues, foundations, you name it, and rescue a dog. Once you get your rescue dog, you should definitely order some DinoVite. Go online and order it. DinoVite.com. DinoVite. It's awesome stuff. 90 days of DinoVite will make your dog a happy dog. It will help them with their overall health. You don't need to spend thousands on vet bills. DinoVite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course. Call 859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DinoVite.com.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-887-4991. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-887-4991. That's 877-887-4991.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
This report is brought to you by Express Scripts. For the 10,000 people who become Medicare eligible every day, choosing a Part D prescription drug plan is stressful, particularly when they learn choices made when first enrolling could have long-term financial impact. For current beneficiaries, reevaluating their plan is key to ensure 2018 coverage still meets their pharmacy needs. Rebecca Rabbit, PharmD.
There will be several updates to Medicare Part D plan offerings in 2018, so newly eligible and current beneficiaries need to start preparing now to be ready to enroll in a plan that best suits their needs. This includes creating a list of medications and local pharmacies and mapping out annual medical and pharmacy expenses. This information will make it easier to evaluate current plans and explore new ones when information becomes available on October 1st. Plan enrollment begins October 15th and it ends December 7th, so it's important to start early and carefully evaluate options to choose the best plan.
For more information and tips on choosing the right Medicare Part D plan, visit roadmapformedicare.com or medicare.gov.
This is The Watchdog on Wall Street.
God, I just sub-referenced in my mind. I was thinking of Hannibal, played by George Peppard in The A-Team. And it was kind of like his tagline towards the end of the program. He'd have a cigar in his mouth, and he goes, "I love it when a plan comes together." Yeah, I can't say that. I don't like cigars. Cigars are not my bag. Nor can I celebrate the fact that I'm really, 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 really right again. Because bad things are happening right now. Bad things are happening. They're not being reported on properly. and most of America is in the dark. Just as much as most of America was in the dark when I was warning them about Enron and warning people about dot-coms. Oh, yeah. How many radio television programs did I go on that they were making fun of me? I didn't understand the new economy. Right, sure you don't. But I was warning everybody right here on this program, in our writings, in our newsletter, about the financial collapse, what was going to happen in regards to real estate. Ah, I love it when a plan comes. I can't. What am I going to do? Am I going to celebrate the fact that I called all of these things? And this is one of our earliest calls. And again, it doesn't make me a genius. I never claimed to be. I see through the BS. I could spend the entire show today going through this stack of articles I have here on what's going on with pensions, and I'm not going to do it. I'm just going to go through the headlines here. This $700 billion public employee ticking time bomb is only 6.7% funded. Most states are under 1%. But this one, Americans don't grasp the magnitude of the looming pension tsunami. All right. States need $645 billion. This is just to pay the full health care costs that they owe. $645 billion. They don't have that money put aside. It's a story out of California. CalPERS slashes pension payments to retirees in two more California towns by up to 90%. How many people listening to this program, how many people that are retired now or thinking about retired have pensions, could survive a pension cut of 90%? How would you handle a pension cut of 90%? The retirement crisis is here. We've been predicting it for over 20 years now. And again, I was more geared along the lines of Social Security and the problems of that going away. Ultra-low interest rates for the extended period of time have put the entire pension crisis, not to mention the fact people are living longer and healthier lives, has put that whole crisis on steroids as well. Again, I'm going to ask everybody a quick favor, okay? Don't shoot the messenger. Don't yell at the weatherman. I'm telling you what the weather is, okay? I know you don't like that it's going to be raining outside. But instead, you know, I'm offering you an umbrella too. And that umbrella, get to our website, download our free white paper on the financial crisis. Take advantage of all the help we give. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
This-
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our restaurant showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
Only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Here's some old school Madonna for you. Welcome back to The Watchdog on Wall Street. Always honored to have you tuned into the program. There was a, we were talking about again. Don't get angry with me. Guys, I don't like looking through my email and I get yelled and screamed at, and I can tell you're using all caps. You're yelling, right? What do you mean pensions are gonna? What do you mean everything's gonna be? No, everything's not gonna be fine. Everything's not gonna be fine. Just like everything was not gonna be fine when Enron started collapsing. Oh, it's gonna come back. No, it's not. .com's going to come back. No, they're not. Real estate agents. Oh, it's just a downward trough right now. Real estate market's going to come back. This is 2008, 2009. No, it's not. This is a column by John Malden from Malden Economics. He writes that this time is different. This time is different are the four most dangerous words any economist or money manager can utter. We learn new things and invent new technologies. Players come and go. But in the big picture, this time is usually not fundamentally different because fallible humans are still in charge. And he talks about the book that was written by Ken Rogoff and Carmen Reinhart. It was called This Time is Different. And it was basically on the 260 times that governments have defaulted on their debts. And each and every time, each and every occasion, up until the moment of collapse, investors kept telling themselves, this time is different. It never was. We're going to see changes over the next 20 years. Again, we've been living a certain way for not a very long period of time. You talk about Social Security and pensions and all of these things. They haven't been around for that long. And Social Security, late 19th century, 1800s, that came into play, started in Germany, then moved over here. Certainly a much, much different demographic than we have today. Yeah, was it in Japan? That's how many, over a million plus people over 90 years old? So I was reading out of, Sweden or Norway? They're basically begging people there to have kids because they can't replace themselves. Same problems in some of the Mediterranean countries. Demographics matter. They do. This is why we're running into so many issues when it comes to all of these pension plans. And again, you're not getting anything out of these politicians because, again, they don't care. They'll be out of office, they hope, when the whole thing comes apart. You know, all of these, all this pension issues that we have and healthcare issues that we have, they don't come out of nowhere. You know when they're going to strike. It's just math. That's all it is. Yet no one wants to pay attention to it. Anyway, again, people, I'm just telling you what the terrain is, what the reality is out there. Am I scared by? No. Why would I be scared by this. What? I'm going to be scared that I could live longer and have a healthier life? Why should that be a scary thing? People are afraid of change. I do know this. Like I said, understanding human nature is an important thing. They're afraid. People are afraid of change. And when you're programmed your entire life that, hey, I'm going to go to school, get a job, work, get my banker's box, collect my stuff, and retire at a certain age, and that is thrown by the wayside for many people, hey, it is what it is. You know, some people, they kind of mock the things that I talk about here on the program. Oh, it's easy to, I can survive on just my Social Security and I don't need to spend. Well, that's you. That's okay. Good for you. Good for you. I couldn't. I'm going to stop working and I'm going to downsize the things that I enjoy and the things that I like to do. Remember, we talked about that at the beginning of the program. The fragility of life and the importance of actually enjoying life. Living a stressful existence is no way to enjoy. What's the point of retiring if you're going to be stressed out? Now you get certain stresses involved with career, with jobs. I get that. The only thing that's more stressful than any type of work you could have is the stress of running out of money. Who wants to be stressed about that? That's awful. And that's certainly a hell of a lot more stressful than, you know, worrying about a project that you've got to get done at a certain point in time. This goes along the lines of trying to rethink life as altogether and what you need to do. The fact that maybe you semi-retire. Maybe you move on to do something and working a couple days a week. Anyway, I use this number as a benchmark. It's kind of a benchmark because, you know, pop culture, if I had $1 million. Oh, boy, I want $1 million. I got $1 million. Dr. Evil, $1 million. $1 million, not $1 million anymore. $1 million in a CD is less than 20 grand a year in interest. That's the reality. That's the terrain. That's not going to change. So get your financial plan done the right way. Get the help you need. Get to our website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. That's watchdogonwallstreet.com. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, our white paper on the financial crisis, watchdogonwallstreet.com. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
This is a revolutionary change, and the biggest winners will be the everyday American workers as jobs start pouring into our country.
President Trump, during his speech announcing the GOP tax plan that will cut tax rates on businesses. The president said that will stimulate job growth, and that was a concern of Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
It's about getting America going again and growing again, providing jobs and opportunity here rather than overseas, providing middle-class tax relief for hardworking American families so they can get ahead.
Louisiana Representative Steve Scalise back at work after being shot at a GOP baseball practice. He praised U.S. Capitol Police.
The first place I want to go to thank true angels along the way starts with the United States Capitol Police.
USA Radio News.
Thursday night football is here. Forget about Texas, Iowa State. The real money to be made is in the pros on the Bears Packers. You've seen the sports gambling movie that Hollywood made called Two for the Money, starring Al Pacino and Matthew McConaughey. Oscar winner McConaughey played the role of the world's most successful professional sports handicapper, Brandon Lang, the guy who's a documented 21-3 lifetime.